Hi there, welcome back to the podcast, myself, Joseph Clough. For more information about me, go ahead and visit my website, josephclough.com, as well as my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/josephsfanpage and twitter.com/josephclough, so you can stay up to date with everything that I do, all the gifts that I give, lots of competitions, and it's all there for you to help you be the real you in every way. Now, there's a fairly short podcast, but I wanted just to take some time out to give you some ideas about life. And I think if we were to run our life by this way of thinking, now I've written this out as well, and it's on my blog. I've said they're kind of rules, although rules are fairly restrictive, but you get what I mean. It's just the intent behind it, which is a real meaning, which is all about you and living a life which is free and abundant, where you're truly happy. So the way I'm seeing it, there's only three ways to really live our life and make changes in our life and live a happy life. So the first one, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it, right? We know that. So if we don't go for what we want, you'll never get what you want. Number two, if you do not ask, the answer will always be a no. And number three, if you do not step forward, you'll always be in the same place. So let's just quickly break these down so you really get a good idea. So if you do not go after what you want, you'll never have it. It's so much easier to really begin to make changes in your life when you start to go for what you want in life. So make a clear plan of your desires. Take time out for yourself if you don't have a plan or you don't know your needs or your wants. Because if you don't know what you want, or if you do but you don't just understand it consciously yet, or you're not going for it, you're just going to be stuck in no man's land. And to really live a life, and to really live life the way it's meant to be, is to go forward, to ask, to be able to really get to where we want to be. So with this first one, it's always about focusing on what you want in a positive. So take time out of your life to get clear on what you want. Focus what you want in the positive and take inspired action. By inspired action, I mean doing things which resonate with you. If you have a goal and you just feel negative toward a certain action of getting it, you got to reframe it slightly and come up with another way of achieving it, because it's meant to be maybe hard still, but it can't be a chore. You got to really be inspired to do something, inspired to get this goal. So we've really got to go for what we want in life. Now, when it comes to if you do not ask, the answer will always be a no. The more you ask for help or advice or support, the more likely you're going to get it. That's just simple, isn't it? Now, I try my best to help as many people as I can with the time that I have. And a lot of people who listen to this understand that by going on my fan page or emailing me, and I do my very best to help them. Now, a lot of the perceptions are that to ask, A, is something negative, that we shouldn't ask for something, we shouldn't ask for help, because it can be about our pride, we don't want to come across as needy, or we can't do it ourselves. And number two is that we think that the person will not want to help us. Now, I believe completely different. I think it takes a strong person, an intelligent person, and a person who truly wants to live life to ask questions. I love questions. I love people asking for help. And that goes on to the second part, where we think that people will think negatively of us, or they won't be able to help us. Now, that thought process is wrong, in my opinion. A lot of people like to help because they like to feel valued and they like to feel needed as well. So when you ask for help or support or advice, my personal experience is that people are willing to give it. People like to feel important. I mean, has anyone ever asked you for advice or for help in some way? Now, the chances are that you've probably jumped to for helping that person because you want to help, and also you feel needed. You feel as if you're an important person because you have something that someone needs and you want to be able to share it. So always make sure the truth is that people like to be liked, they like to be needed, and they enjoy helping others. It's a simple truth, really. Now, the key to this is, when they do help, to be very thankful, really verbally, or do whatever you can to help them in return. And that's really your payment, and that can be worth more than any sorts of money that you could have paid them. Because when you're thankful and you have gratitude and you really give that to them, they feel amazing for it. I know, I can imagine that if you've helped someone and they've been so thankful for it, how did you feel? I bet you thought pretty good about yourself. I bet you thought, yeah, I really helped this person, really made a difference. That's why I do these podcasts, because I know I'm making a difference by the feedback that I'm receiving. And I've had some amazing feedback, like life-changing feedback, where people have been close to the edge and suddenly they've found these podcasts and they've made huge changes in their life to be able to live the life that they want. That makes me so thankful for that. I can help that person. I feel so good about myself. I've made a difference. So remember to give thanks to the person that is actually helping you as well, and help them in some way. Now, the third one is, if you do not step forward, you'll always be in the same place. To me, it's all about moving forward, to never stand still. I mean, they actually say that if you're not growing, you're dying. Now, it's a bit of a negative connotation there, but it's a metaphor really, isn't it? Now, if you look at the plant, they're always growing in some way. They're always growing. They are kind of standing still, aren't they? they are always doing something. And that is a really key to life. When you do stop and you give up and you don't go for what you want, that's where unhappiness breaks in. That's where we start to feel not contented, not fulfilled in life. We are at our most fulfilled when we're learning, we're experiencing, and we're really living the life the way it's meant to be. So push yourself to learn more, to better yourself, and to grow. This is your life, your reality, and you deserve the best. But only you can give yourself permission to move forward and live it. So take the first step. I mean, Martin Luther King said, you don't have to see the whole step or the whole staircase, you've just got to take the first step. That is so true. Yes, I think it's a really good idea to be clear in what you're going for, but if all fails, just keep on doing something. Do whatever it takes. Be inspired to do something. Move forward and do those little steps if need be. When you do that, you start to really live life. So it's really important to go after what you want. It's important to ask questions, to ask for help, ask for advice or support. And it's really important to step forward and always keep growing. So once again, I hope you are absolutely wonderful and brilliant. For more information about me, go ahead and visit www.josephclough.com and facebook.com/josephsfanpage and twitter.com/josephclough. And I look forward to speaking to you very, very soon. Be your potential. Bye-bye.